One day as dawn broke with a thin fog and a pelting rain, Snafu woke me out of the nearest thing to sleep that could be attained in that miserable place with, "Halt, who goes there? What's the password?" Jolted out of my fatigue stupor, I saw Snafu's face silhouetted against the gray sky. Rain poured off his helmet, and drops of moisture on the end of each whisker of the thick, stubbly beard on his jutting square jaw caught the dim light like glass beads. I snatched the Tommy up off my lap as he raised his 45 pistol and aimed it toward two dim figures striding along about 20 yards away. Visibility was so poor in the dim light, mist and rain, that I could tell little about the shadowy figures other than they wore U.S. helmets. At the sound of Snafu's challenge, the two men speeded up instead of halting and identifying themselves. "Halt or I'll fire," he yelled. The two took off for the railroad bed as fast as they could on the slippery ground. Snafu fired several shots with his 45 but missed. Shortly we heard a couple of American grenades explode in the railroad bed. Then a buddy yelled that the Japanese had been killed by his grenades. Daylight came rapidly, so we went over to the railroad embankment to ask what had happened. When Snafu and I got to the foxhole by the railroad embankment, we found two Marine snipers grinning and laughing. The grenade explosions had scared awake the Marines in the dryness under the tarpaulin in the company CP and had chased them out into the rain. They were drifting back to the shelter as we arrived. We waved, but got only glares in return. We took a look at the dead enemy before returning to our foxhole. They had been wearing Marine helmets, but otherwise were dressed in Japanese uniforms. A grenade had exploded in the face of one. There was no face and little head remaining. The other wasn't as badly mangled. Snafu and I returned to our hole and got settled just in time to see Hank come stalking along from the CP. He was stopping at every foxhole along the way to find out who had been so negligent as to let the Japanese soldiers get past them and almost to the CP. Hank arrived at our foxhole and asked us why we hadn't seen the two soldiers pass if one of us was on watch as we were supposed to be. Snafu spoke up immediately and said, "Hell, I saw 'em go right by here, but I reckoned they was headed for the company CP. He didn't mention his challenging the Japanese or firing at them. Hank looked astonished and said, "What do you mean, Snafu?" Snafu swelled with indignation and answered, "You remember when they made me bury that nip I shot on Peleliu when them two was headed for the CP?" "Yes, so what?" answered Hank in a low, menacing voice. "Well, I told them then if they made me bury him, then by God, next time I seen a nip heading for the CP, I wasn't going to stop him." I groaned in a low voice. "Oh, shut up, Snafu,"